name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
All you hard workers, I would like to start off this show today by congratulating you for making a wise decision, and that is listening to the show today, a show that's dedicated to you. Everybody that's in the workforce, whether you have a job and you might be looking for a better one, or you have no job, or who knows, right? We're all work. I don't know anybody that's a trust fund baby sitting on a pile of $100 bills, just throwing them up in the air and burning them or doing whatever. We all work for a living. I work, your parents work, the guy down the street works. We all have jobs. And this show is dedicated to you, the workers, right? I want to help you to be more effective and productive in your job. So we talk about all things kind of career related. We also on this show, if you haven't listened to it before, we introduce you to some of Jacksonville's most influential people. These are folks that have highfalutin jobs, and they tell us about their career journey, how they got to the spot they're in. They also tell us about the wonderful companies they work for or products that they represent, or maybe they're at a nonprofit and they tell you how you can get involved. But I love introducing you to these folks here in Jacksonville. But the whole show, guys, we're kind of changing gears a little bit. We want to make it more entertaining. I listened to a couple of the past shows, and it's me, and I'm droning on and on and on, and I'm talking. It's just, you hear my nasally Boston voice, and we said, we got to change some things up. So we got Eric Ross. You guys know Eric from Common Sense Ain't So Common. Every week he does, he's a weekly contributor on the show, and I think we're going to bring my man in the studio with me each and every week, because we bounce ideas off each other. There's some good flow to it, and he's equally well-versed in all things employment and careers, just like I am, and he's made a career in the space of helping people, too. So Eric's here today, and he says, I got an idea to do the show different, and I'm not going to tell you about it. Let's just roll. You ready to roll? I said, yeah, I'm ready to roll. So Eric, welcome back in the studio, and hopefully I'm going to see you each and every week from this point forward, and you'll do the show with me.
I'm excited, Pete. I'm excited. Let's cut it up. Let's have some fun. Like I like to say, let's party.
All right.
You let me know when you're ready. But
I'm ready. What you got? You said you got some kind of good idea for the show today?
I have to acknowledge it's 2022, I think. What year is it?
It is 2022. I know your brain's cloudy because you just got over some COVID. Maybe you got some remnants in there.
we'll hit that later. I don't think you're allowed to talk about it if you had it, but I'll wash the mic off when we're done. But
all right.
I feel like you do such a great job talking to guests, coming up with great ideas, entertaining us all with that amazing Boston accent. Let's switch it up a little bit today. What do you think about maybe us getting to know Mr. Pete the Job Guy himself?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. I'm all for it. You know what? I've never met a microphone I didn't like, and my favorite topic is me, so let's give it a whirl.
Who doesn't love talking about themselves? Before that, though, we should also acknowledge, I think we have a third microphone set up now. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
And who's set up on that microphone?
That is the world-famous Josh McCarthy, our show producer. Hi, Josh.
Hello, everybody.
He does have a voice. I thought he just sat behind computers and screens and hit widgets and digits, but here he is. He's going to chime in, correct?
I can do that as well, but I'm happy to be as part of a show however we like.
All right, let's party. So I asked Pete a little bit. I said, you want to go serious, fun, serious, or fun, serious, fun? What'd you say, Pete?
I said fun, and you throw a little serious in there.
Yeah, that's our game. We have to reel it in at the same time. Understand, this is about hard work. There are no magic pills. There is no magic formula, just hard work, right?
Mm-hmm. In the cornerstone of any recipe for success, one of the key ingredients is hard work. I don't care. People say resilience. People say, you know, you got to fail a lot. But everybody will say hard work, hard work. So that's why I always said it's hard work with Pete the Job Guy, doggone it.
Love it. So real quick, we're going to play a quick hit game. Quick hit. This or that, it's called. This or that. You in?
I'm in.
All right. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Beach. What's your choice of drink at the beach?
At the beach would be a margarita, no salt, and maybe a little bit strong.
Okay. Coffee, hot or cold?
Hot.
Even on the beach?
Even on the beach, but I wouldn't drink it on the beach.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Social media, yes or no?
Yes.
Facebook or Instagram?
I'm Facebook.
Facebook or LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn or TikTok?
LinkedIn.
All LinkedIn, right?
LinkedIn.
Find this man on LinkedIn. Trust me. You will not be disappointed. Toilet paper. Roll down or roll on the top or roll on the bottom?
It comes over the top. Under the bottom. Are you kidding me?
I agree, but a lot of people, Josh, what do you think? On the top or on the bottom?
There's only one option. It's over the top. Okay. Anybody who goes under is doing it wrong.
I agree.
You want a clean break, and it's over the top to get the clean break.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Book or television?
Television for me.
Okay. Phone call or text?
Phone call.
Okay. How about with your kids? Text or phone call?
Well, I initiate a phone call. I get a text reply. Let's be real.
Love it. All right. So if you haven't seen Pete in person, I have to acknowledge this. He's got a heck of a beard right now. I don't know if that's intentional or the weather or what, 2022. He also works out. I'll give him some credit here. Going back to hard work. Triceps or biceps?
Me, unfortunately, I'm a wrestler, and it's all biceps on wrestling.
All right, shoes or flip-flops?
Shoes for me.
Okay, now we're going to pivot a little bit here to the hard work front. Research or intuition?
Intuition.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Josh, I'm going to you real quick one more time.
Hit me.
Research or intuition?
I'm more of an intuition kind of person.
Wow.
I'm usually
not
off
peg
the cuff.
That. He's got, I'm usually he has off the to cuff, have 15 yeah. screens over here. All right. So,
I do zero research on any of them.
In some things they always say, measure twice, cut once, and do all your upfront due diligence. I'm a little bit more of a fast loose. Now, when it comes time to getting new clients, I'll spend a lot of time up front before I make the initial call. A lot of time up front before I just kind of, I don't cold call anybody. I every call is warm. I have to. I don't insult my clients by just dialing for dollars. That's my thought process with that. Now, I'm going to tell you just about anything else. I assess quickly, make a decision, and move forward. I'd rather apologize than delay.
Great, great segue into some Pete the Job Guy questions.
All right.
So I actually had a random interview with him some months ago. We were trying to set up a podcast, complete train wreck. All the audio is ruined. We didn't have Josh over here. I know a little bit about you. One, first question, how do we say your last name?
En français, je m'appelle Pierre Jean Langlois. Langlois means the Englishman in French, and my family migrated south from Nova Scotia, but Langlois is the way I pronounce it. We Americanized it. My mamay and papé didn't appreciate that, but we say Langlois.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to try because I butcher it every time. Langlois is easy. But
Josh, you remember when Mark Kay had me in the studio, and the only reason I'm Pete the Job Guy is Mark had me as a guest on a show. He said, please say your last name again. I said, it's Langlois. Okay, we have Pete Langlois. Hey, you find people jobs. I'm going to call you Pete the Job Guy. That's where it came from.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Okay. Again, I know some of this, but let's do a brief, or not, as long as you want. Hey, it's your time, right?
Yeah.
Little history. What brought you to Jax? Why you stayed here? We'll get to Ascendo Resource. We could talk about that for hours. But I want to hear about Pete a little bit.
Okay. You got this kind of kid that was a gifted student, when I was younger. I was kind of, I was a smart kid, high class rank. And then I chose popularity over being a scholarly. And, I made some bad decisions, not life hurting or limiting decisions, but college wasn't really an option for me. I barely graduated high school my senior year. And I needed to get out of my town. I always say if the path that you're on is not going to lead you to success, find a new path or create one. So I created one. I joined the Navy. Florida was one of my destination cities. You got to choose. I want either Florida or I wanted a warmer climate because in Boston, I think it's about 8 degrees right now, 30 degrees below wind chill right now. And here it's, 60 degrees and sunny. I wanted Florida. So I got to Jacksonville, Florida. When I landed in 1984, It smelled horrendous. I don't know if anybody remembers the paper mill
plants.
Smell. Butler Boulevard was a two-lane toll road. There was no town center. It was BTC before town center. But it I was stationed on Cecil Field. I was attached to NAS Mayport, or MS Mayport is where NS Mayport, I guess, Naval Station Mayport, my Saratoga. So the Navy brought me here. I re-upped one other time, re-enlisted to finish my undergraduate degree, and planted roots. I love the weather. I watched Jacksonville grow as my career grew. I've made lifelong friends here, and will I retire here forever? Maybe not. But I love Jacksonville, the River City by the sea. I'm a walking chamber of commerce. I love this place. I love the economy, the people. So that's what brought me here. Planted roots, family, career, everything. So that's what keeps me here.
Love it. Well, I want to go back to a couple things there, but let's talk hard work here, professional journey, because recruiting and staffing, again, I know what you do. I could talk about it, but professional journey started midway where you are today and what you see happening in the next couple years.
Okay. So my professional journey... midway, you know, I came out of the Navy.
Yeah, let's disregard the Navy. By the way, thank you for your service.
Thank
I should have said
you.
That
You're
to start
welcome.
With. And
You're
all
welcome.
The Navy folks here in Jacksonville, thank you all. And all military services, thank you.
It was quite a journey, but the Navy got a hardworking young man that didn't know what he didn't know. And I came out of it with a sense of mission, purpose, drive. I learned a lot about, you know, working for people of all types. You know, back then, the Navy, you got promoted based on tenure, not by talent. And, you know, so I dealt with a lot, but it taught me a lot. So I came out and in my, professional career, I've done a lot of things. I laid brick pavers. I worked at Merrill Lynch for a number of years. Before I got into sales, and you know, the top 2% of all income earners in the United States are in sales in one way or shape or form. But I wanted to be in a profession that when my head hit the pillow, I feel good about what I do. And I find people jobs. I help people when they're at a vulnerable spot in their lives sometimes. And I'm a capitalist. The more people I help, the more money I make. And there's no shame in cashing big checks. So I help as many people as I can. And to that extent, and the only way, you know, when I work for a large publicly traded company with over 15,000 employees, and I was rated number one internationally for what I did.
That's called a humble brag.
A humble
so you know.
Brag. The only way I did it was I had to help a lot of people and work some long hours and be as dedicated as I can. And I carry that same approach with me every single day to work. I mean, it hasn't changed. And I'm almost 57 years old. I'm an old dude with a big white beard. And that same work ethic has never changed. Never changed once.
I love you acknowledging a couple things there, and I'm going to circle back to him. But thank goodness this does not have video, because he does have a big beard right now. Both of us are looking rough, but again, we're on the radio and the airwaves, so it doesn't matter.
Right, right.
Josh, what do you think? You probably can't answer this, but on a scale of 1 to 10 attractive level, what would you give Pete?
Oh, Pete's a 10 all the way.
Yeah. Ooh.
Pete's a hard, good-looking guy, too.
Hard worker.
A good looker.
A good looker. I love it. We can't do the Boston accent.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
A lot of Boston stuff in here, which hopefully I'll learn from Mr. Job Guy himself.
Right,
but
right.
You made a couple comments in there in that answer that I want to circle back to. One was a walking, talking Chamber of Commerce man. I love that.
Yeah.
You love this city, right?
I do.
We want to give back to it, grow it, continue that, right?
Right.
What are you seeing, right? You've been here a long time, but upcoming changes that excite you, companies coming in, companies you work with, what excites you for this year and 3 years, 5 years, whatever year term it is, what are you fired up about Jacksonville?
Number one, Jacksonville is quickly becoming a tech hub. I mean, this is a technology-centric city. You look at the jobs, the types of jobs, analytics, and technology. Math became sexy in Jacksonville. I've said it for a while. And anybody, if your kid wants to be a math major, let him be a math major, because it opens up so many doors. But, you know, I see a lot of tech companies moving down or moving their tech hubs down here. Talent is relatively inexpensive. Jacksonville, destination city, destination state. People come here. for various reasons. They come here, but the job market is strong. I see company salaries moving up. I see way more hybrid roles than I've ever seen in Jacksonville. Hybrid meaning, you know, combination work from home and come into the office. So the quality of life is there. The one thing I love about Jacksonville and why businesses are coming here right now is because, hey, look, we just built this enormous port. We're a port city. And if you import into Jacksonville or need to export all around the world, we have a magnificent port. But beyond that, we have a highway network. We have 95 that is, you know, we got an international airport, we got the ports, we got 95 north south throughout the whole coast, up and down, not just the coast, but yeah, the whole coast of the United States. And then you get I-10 that goes all the way to the West Coast. And where do they intersect? J-Vegas,
right here in Jacksonville,
the river city by the sea, folks. We have endless beaches. You have all these homes going up, the home builders around Jacksonville going crazy. So, you know, what I love right now is what you've seen, the growth trajectory over the last 5 years from a company standpoint has been unbelievable. But what's coming up in the next 5 years, 3 to 5 years, the growth is not going to stop. Jacksonville growth is amazing, outpacing almost every other city. Dallas has a heck of an economy right now, too. But I'm going to tell you, Jacksonville is up there, and it's a beautiful quality of life city, too.
Love it. Love it. You heard it here. Come to Jacksonville if you need help with staffing and recruiting. I know a guy. I know a guy, and I know a company.
That's right. Before we do the next thing, that music tells us right now we got to take a quick break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Welcome back, all you hard workers. Today we've got a bit of a curveball. Today it is Eric, sometimes referred to as Hot Sauce Ross, co-hosting the show with Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Did I say that right?
Langlois, Pete the Job Guy.
All right. Again, we're gonna turn it up a little bit this year. We're gonna switch things up, have a little bit of fun. But welcome back.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay. Earlier, you made some points. Want to go back to them before we switch topics again. You had mentioned something along the lines of, in the Navy, it was based off of tenure versus talent. You remember saying that?
Yeah, people get promoted based on tenure. You've been around 3 years. You take a written test, not like how you interact with people and do you motivate, inspire, are you a good leader? No, here's your technical test and your tenure, and then you get next rank.
What are your thoughts on that? Good system, bad system?
Bad system. It, you know, that's a mechanism that in private industry, I think, has all but been eliminated. It doesn't matter how long you've been at a company. I mean, it does show loyalty. It shows the stick-to-itiveness. That's all great. You don't want to hop all around, but you want your leaders to be leaders, not just managers. So it has to be performance-based. It has to be on your ability to motivate, inspire, hold people accountable, lead by example through your own actions. Those things should be what promote you, and that's what will attract and retain top talent, the people that you want to keep, not just folks that, hey, I've been here 6 years. You think I, you know, should go ahead and hit the next level? It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna agree with that. And I think there are places, right, where tenure matters. Mm-hmm. But in our industry, I think you get paid to play, right?
Yeah.
Especially sales. And I'm gonna circle back here because I'm a fan of sales. I'm about my job half sales, half ops. Mm-hmm. You said the top 2% of all income earners are sales employees.
That's right.
Can you show me a scientific fact for that? Can we put it in the show notes?
I can. I can show you the science to back that up by I scour employment data like all the time. That's it's part of my job is to be an employment expert. And if you look at the top income earners, there's either it's 100% sales or a large component of their compensation is sales based, whether it's their own personal sales or their sales team. But they're driving the sales engine. Their performance is directly related to the increased sales.
I love it. Like I mentioned, I am a fan of sales. Sometimes people skin crawl when they hear the word sales because they're thinking of car dealerships.
Did yours at one point too? Mine did. I was always like, no, I don't want to. Commissions. Ooh, I want to have salary, not commissions.
It's fear. I think we'll have to save that for another day. No question. But. I typically do a segment called Common Sense Ain't So Common. We kind of tell funny stories where you think it's common sense, but it's not.
That's one of my favorite segments. You do that each and every week. Can I talk a little
Please,
bit about it?
Please, give me an example. I want
to
hear it.
Well, you know, you name, you know, here's Freddie Downer, or you'll give a name to it, and you'll talk about a specific work scenario where somebody does something, and you really get into detail about what they do and how it impacts people, how they feel about it. And then at the end of it, you know, people are like, did that really happen? Does it? But a lot of people internalize it and say, oh, my God, I might exhibit some of that in my own behavior. But not only do you do that, Eric, and this is what I love, is you explain to people what they should do and how not to be that guy. So the segment's never about them. And every week, I find it to be motivational. I find it to be informative. It's a good part of the show.
I appreciate the kind words. I enjoy writing those up. And here's the reality, right? In the workforce, some of us work hard, some of us don't. There's all those in between. But the reality is a lot of stuff happens every single day, every single week in the office, the grind. And let's mix some humor in there. Sometimes common sense, Pete, just ain't so common, man.
It's the truth.
Yes.
Do you know... early in my career, one of my first leadership jobs, I was a yeller. I was. Mm. I don't mind saying it.
That'll be my next episode.
I've gone back and I've apologized to some people because I said, you know, when you're a leader, you have different tools in your tool belt on how to motivate, inspire, and how to handle this. I had one tool, and unfortunately, that tool was a club, and I clubbed everybody, and it was horrendous. But in doing so, you know, now I can look back, you know, through age, you know, comes wisdom when you, you know, looking backwards and I owed people an apology and I did. And I thought, well, I got the most out of them by demanding and pushing. And that gave me liberty to approach it this way. And you know what? It didn't. And for that, I was sorry, but I learned from it. And it's nice having a emotional intelligence IQ enough to recognize and change. Uh-oh, wait. Here, that music tells us now that we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Eric Ross running the show today. Come back and join us for the second half. We're right here on WOKV 104.5.
You're listening to Hard Work at Pete the Duck. And 1.5
WKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Today, we're throwing a little curveball out there. Eric Ross here, co-hosting with Pete the Job Guy. Have to mention our biggest hype girl, Adeline, 5-year-old, bringing us back to the session. Welcome back, all. Welcome
Woo-hoo!
Back.
Adeline, go Adeline.
You a proud dad, Josh, or what?
Oh, she's the best. She's the best. And I think a blossoming radio career ahead of her, too.
Oh, she's got a heck of a mentor, no question about it. No question about it. So just to reiterate a couple things here, I'm trying to flip the switch a little bit to interview Mr. Pete the Job Guy himself. He asks us questions, does a great job, talks about hard work. So we're going to get to know him a little bit more. Pete, you ready for round two?
Throw it at me.
All right. So... let's see here. I want to hear a story, right? I know about Ascendo Resources. I know what you do, but be a little bit more specific for our guests listening in today. What does your company do? How's your team look? How do you grow them? How excited are you for the future of your business?
Oh, this is great. I want everybody to go to my LinkedIn profile, Pete Langlois, or go to Pete the Job Guy. I have a couple of videos that I created or had created to kind of demonstrate what the company vibe is like and what it's like a day in the life of working at Ascendo. You know what we do? We find people jobs. Some people, they just need temporary work. They need a job right now and we help them. Some people are professionals in a high-powered job, maybe a CFO, not even looking for a job, but I have a great company that enlists my energy that says, hey, Pete, the job guy, we need a new CFO, real strategic. We want a CPA, 20 years experience, someone that's, you know, maybe been in a private equity background or from a public company, whatever it is, we really dial in. And then I call people in my network and say, Eric, I got a company that's looking for a CFO with your back. And, oh, I'm not looking. I know you're not looking, but you might want to get up and shut the door and talk to Pete, the job guy, for just a few minutes. And we have a conversation. So those are some of the scenarios. I've within the last few months, I've filled over 300 customer service roles for one company in 2 months. I filled 1,000 jobs this year in an IT security company with the majority of those in Florida. I don't want to get too descriptive because all you people that are my competitors are going to be trying to figure out who my clients are, and I don't want to give them away.
Stay away.
But, you know, we mainly place on a contract to hire or direct hire basis folks that are IT professionals, accountants, customer service, administrative or clerical positions. We don't do any real light industrial or warehousing type jobs. You know, we stick in one lane. We become experts at what we do. And that's what we do day in and day out. And there's a war on talent. And it's hard to find people. I hear all these clients and call me and say, I can't find this or I can't find. Guys, there has not been a candidate genocide. Okay. They haven't killed off all the qualified candidates. They're out there. You just have to work with somebody like me and Ascendo Resources because we know how to reach and find people that aren't looking to be found, and we can fill your jobs.
Again, I can't reiterate that enough, but I got to reemphasize here. This show is about hard work, right? Mm-hmm. No magic pills, no shortcuts, no solutions. Two terms I'm going to throw out, and I want to one by one pick your brain on those. Mm-hmm. War on talent, you said it.
Yes.
That's been around for a while, but the great resignation, mm-hmm. okay? So talk about the war on talent mm-hmm. and what you're seeing in this great resignation.
Okay, the war on talent right now is everybody right now, not everybody, but the majority of people out there, companies, are looking for talent. They're looking to hire. I see it all over the place, but they're having a difficult time. You know why? Because, you know, they're posting an ad or, you know, they're using methodologies to attract people that are a little bit outdated, right? I help companies, and I know you do too, Eric, because right now it's all about building a better mousetrap, understanding what's the sizzle, what's so great about your organization? Is it the culture? Is it the benefits that you offer your employees? Is it your hybrid work or a work-from-home schedule? You know, is it free parking if you come? What are you doing differently that would get me to entice somebody to step off another job? Because, you know, when unemployment is as low as it is, right, and people have as many choices that they have right now, which, you know, I have candidates that have 2-3 offers rolling in at the same time. You have got to, Mr. and Mrs. Employer, Mr. and Mrs. Hiring Manager out there, you've got to learn that in order to win the war on talent and attract and retain the people that you're looking for, you got to do something a little bit better than the next guy. That's just the way it is. And the great resignation is all about, to me, the majority of what I'm seeing and what people tell me directly is there's, you know, they just had a chance to go work from home for 4 months or 3 months during COVID, and they realize there's more to life than working, you know, 10 hours a day. And, you know, and they didn't get that, you know, 45-minute commute each way, was knocked out, and they work from home, and now it's time to go back to work, and they really don't want to. So they resign and look for other opportunities, or they know that there's a lot of people hiring, so they'll resign and, you know, collect some benefits that are available to them that might not have been available in the past. They get out of their job, and then they're not immediately joining the market. They're taking some time off. It's a strange time right now, but those are the things that I'm seeing most prevalent.
So I'm going to backtrack here. I don't know how long the guest, maybe you hopped on recently, maybe you're listening from the beginning. You had said you're almost 57 years old. I'll go ahead and say I'm 38 years old. Mm-hmm. So just mm-hmm. understanding the difference in age, what we're seeing professionally, and for me, it's seeing a workforce really under 35 and 30 mm-hmm. and under. Mm-hmm. If you, at the end of the day, in my opinion, right, this is opinion based, the cream rises to the top. Mm-hmm. Always. Those who outwork anyone else will, will grow, whether it's sales, operation, management, within reason, right? There's some that don't. But you mentioned the mousetrap. If you don't get them in the door as a business owner and what keeps them there, right? And that's culture, that's financially, that's the reality, benefits. But as you place people, what are one, two, maybe three things that immediately candidates are like, I need this to even consider a position with a company?
There's always the same, what like the big three right now, right? It's compensation's always up there. There's a hyper focus on benefits now. That wasn't there last year or the year before. That's a big morph right now. So we have compensation. And then also, guess what just showed up? Work-life balance is the third thing. Like when I talk to people right now, okay, let's talk about your must-haves. You know, when I go through it, those three are in the top almost exclusively every time. And even when people say, well, money's not that important to me, but I need to make X. You know, it's just the way it is. But now we spend way more time with clients really understanding their benefits nowadays, because that to me is the key differentiator. And you have a lot, you know this.
Yeah, I'll have to, I don't want to talk about me today, even though we all love talking about ourselves. And 212 benefits were the best, come see us, employee benefits, yada, yada, yada. But you hit the nail on the head for me, right? This is what I see and hear. I don't care what anyone says, it's typically three things that make a client or a prospect, whatever term, a new hire, want to come to a business. It is compensation, benefits, and culture. I'll go back to culture in a second. I want to hear your opinion on that, which can be very complicated. Compensation matters. There is a minimum expectation for every employee you hire, period.
Right.
And understand, you get what you pay for.
Right.
Right? You want to offer X dollars for a person that should be earning Y dollars, they're not going to come to you.
Right.
True or false?
True. That won't
employee
happen.
Employee benefits, my goodness, it is complicated besides your traditional. If you don't offer health, dental, vision, 401k in some capacity, PTO, all that stuff, that's the bare minimum now. There are a wide variety of other fun benefits you can offer that I kind of call it a la carte, right?
Yeah,
it may be relevant to someone for that flexible work schedule, some home, some remote, 100% remote. We talk about Uber. There's one company we work with that offers an unlimited Uber account because they have a young employee staff and they don't want them getting DUIs. It sounds crazy.
It's an amazing benefit and makes perfect sense.
Culture, right? How do you define culture? And I'm going to ask that in a second to you directly. It's impossible, but you mentioned work-life balance. That falls under, to me, in that culture environment.
It does.
So try to define culture, which I know is difficult to define. And what are you hearing from candidates on what a good work-life balance is?
Right. This is a great question. I'll tell you, for culture for me, traditionally in the staffing industry, it's a bullpen environment. Get on the phones, you know, and as soon as you get away from the phones, you got to get back on the phones, matrix driven, cranking. There's a burnout associated with it. There's limited PTO, limited time off, schedules. Go ahead.
These are your these are staffing employees, or these are who you're recruiting to put in positions?
This is what keep in mind, I've been in staffing and recruiting for a long time. This is kind of the stigma that's associated with the culture of staff. It's staffing industry.
Yep.
Oppressive, churn and burn, high turnover push, right? For me, someone that's been around for a while, when I attract people to Ascendo Resources, it's real easy because I just love telling the story. We have fun every single day at work. We laugh every single day at work. Our work hours are modified that are different. We work 4 days in the office, and we work remotely on Fridays. A lot of staffing agencies would never have that. They just, you have to come in. You have to be, you know, 12-hour days.
Butts and seats.
Yeah, we used to call it big time, and we had our big time button chair, which was, you know, from X to this, and we had all this stuff. We have fun every day, But one thing that Sendo Resources right here in Jacksonville does more than anybody else that I know is we give back to our community. And it's woven into our fiber more so than just talking about it. Not only do we give generously from a financial standpoint, but we take part in so many different things in fundraisers. You know, I was the MC at the Turkey Trot for Brain Injury Awareness. 3 weeks before that, I was the auctioneer at Melanoma Research Foundation. I'm on the board of directors for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. I was the event champion for their Miracles Gala that we just had. Everything from hunger fight to doggone walking dogs, it makes us feel good. It's part of the community we're giving back that it's immersed in. And that's part of our culture is the give back, the caring, leaving footprints that make you feel good. And when I say it's woven into our fabric, it really is. It's who we are. It helps define us. We work hard, and we are the top producing office in our entire company in only our second year. It's almost like it's silly that we're getting paid to do what we do because we enjoy it so much. We work hard, but it's something special that we have because we take culture to heart.
I love so many comments there, and I'm trying to think which way to go, and I already know the answer because today I think it's about getting to know Mr. Job Guy himself, your company a little bit, but I know a couple areas you volunteer what you do, but plug some of those. The CFO one is a big one. I know you've done Hunger Fight a few times, JDRF, not JFRD.
Yeah.
Tell me about you, man. What drove you to those organizations? What do you enjoy about it?
You know what I enjoy? This is kind of funny, and it's a little bit self-serving, is I want to feel appreciated for giving. I want to really feel appreciated, and I want to feel like I'm making a difference. Those two things are important, and I did a whole presentation one time of, you know, why do I choose the charities I do? I want to feel like I'm making a difference, and I want to feel appreciated. The appreciated thing might be self-serving, but I know with juvenile diabetes, folks that have type 1 diabetes, T1D, JDRF helps fund the research that's improving the lives of those that are affected all the time. Not only that, their mission is to find a cure for T1D. And everybody I know knows somebody that's impacted. As a matter of fact, I have 5 people on my staff that have local family members, sister, brother, mother, father, somebody that has type 1 diabetes. And when they came to Ascendo, they're like, this is amazing. I have to call my mother. I had no idea. You know, our next thing that's coming up is the One Walk, a major event for
big deal.
And it's exciting. It's going to be at UNF again this year. People can join the Pete the Job Guy team. My team's going to raise a bunch of money, and again, not only am I participating and doing the fundraiser, but I'm matching dollar for dollar every contribution up to $1,000.
Good for you.
It's because I know that's going to make a difference. But then Brooks, the market director, Brooks Biagini, she'll be on the show and she'll talk about it before we have the event. How appreciative she is that Angie and I are so involved. It makes us really feel good and inspires us to do more.
I love it. I love it. So I like to do free plugs occasionally, and I'm going to go back to JDRF. I have to say JDRF instead of JFRD because I used to be a firefighter, but Brumos, the car place. Have you been there yet? I think we briefly talked about that.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool. They had a sticker for JDRF on one of their local Porsches, display cars, as well as C-Mark Ranch. That's another cool organization if you're looking for a place to volunteer, donate. Pete, I got to tell you, it's a little weird today, right? We switched the script a little bit. I think we have a minute or two left here.
Yeah, we got to get Boston Danny. Let's get Boston Danny. Let's do it. Guys, this part of the show is all about you, too. If you have a special someone that you'd like to give a shout-out to, send me an email. Even if it's a birthday, an anniversary, or someone made your work day a little brighter and you want to just recognize them for it, send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. I'll take your email, I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give your special someone a wicked piss a shout out like only Boston Danny can. He'll do that, but you know what he also does? He tells us about the weather in Boston. The guy knows where every cobblestone is on every street up and down Boston. I know because he drags me around when I go back home and shows me everything. See that, Pete? I put the fire system in over here, and I did that, and it's hilarious. He'll brag about his grandson Desmond and his sports teams, and he makes me laugh each and every week for the 4 years he's been on the doggone show. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update with Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your northern update. Well, we finally got the snow that I know has been hanging around the corner for us. We got a foot of snow. Came down pretty quick. It was coming down an inch an hour. It was hard and fast. It got out of here quick, but left us with some pretty good snow. And then came the cold temperatures right behind it, single digits. But still good working weather for us hard workers, and we get through it. We know spring's right around the corner. Another 60 days, we'll be happy. Everything will be going good. You know, what can I say about the Patriots? It's playoffs, you know. We still betting on our kid, Mac Jones. We think he's pretty good. I'd just like to see his arm get a little stronger. It was good to see Jacksonville, you know, give a little upset going on there. You guys are coming along nicely. We'll get it going on. The Bruins, they're doing their thing. I love watching them every 3 days. They're steady, but are kind of giving up on the Celtics. But spring training's right around the corner. The Red Sox are going to be playing again. Nothing like sitting around the backyard, the pool, listening to the Red Sox, a lazy summer day, and then you know it's happiness here. So, you know, I like talking about Massachusetts, special things about up here. Something you might not want to heard about. It's called the Bridgewater Triangle. There's a show on Amazon Prime about it. You can check it out. It's pretty good. It's an area of about 200 square miles in southeastern Massachusetts, claimed to be a site of alleged paranormal phenomena, ranging from UFOs to poltergeists to orbs, bulbs of fire, and other spectral phenomena. You know, Bigfoot's down there, giant snakes, thunderbirds. They got the Hockomock Swamp. You know, it means the place where spirits dwell in Algonquin. The English just called it the Devil's Swamp. There's Dighton Rock, you got Profile Rock, and all kinds of things are happening down there. They got paranormal claims, unidentified objects. You can find out about Puckwudgies, the creatures from the Algonquin folklore. The local Wampanoag people consider them to be dangerous chicksters. So it's a special on Amazon, check it out. It's about Massachusetts. It'll make the hair rise up on the back of your neck. So I got your shout outs, folks. They're coming in hot and fast. I love saying it for you guys. I love wishing the wicked piss a birthday, so I got some for you. So we got Nikki Eaton, and that's from Sean. Have a happy birthday. Rachel Gallagher from Dan. Michael Garrity, Rich DiGiorgio, and Kathy Leary. That comes from her friends. And Peyton Otzenberger from her work family. Happy birthday. Have a wicked piss a day. Do something nice for yourself, folks. You know how it works. Get it done. So, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, I'll talk to you next week. Remember your first responders, all your military, retired, and everybody. Just think about everyone and stay safe. Pete, I'll talk to you later.
Boston Danny, thank you as always. Today, a little bit of curveball. Eric Ross here, co-hosting with Pete the Job Guy. Switching the script here and interviewing him. Mr. Pete the Job Guy, you got one or two questions left in you.
I do. What you got? Bring
All
it.
All right. Do you want to go hard work related or completely ridiculous related?
Let's go ridiculous.
Okay.
I like ridiculous
okay,
at the
we're
end.
Gonna, we're going to start sports. Jags or Patriots?
Jags.
Okay. Are you a Patriots fan?
I am a Patriots fan, but they're not in my top three.
So, okay. So not that relevant.
They're number my fourth favorite team to watch.
Oh,
man. And it's really because of Mac Jones.
That's it?
That's the big reason
I'm
watching.
All right, we could do a whole different episode on sports, which I'd love to do. Jaguar state of affairs. I like to throw sports in. What do you see happening over the summer going into next year?
Wow. I think they need to replace the GM. Are they going to? I don't know. It looks like...
They better.
I hope so.
Sorry.
I saw the clown out, you know. Yeah. Did you notice that they didn't show it on TV?
They did not.
They did everything they could to keep the clown out. Listen, you know, if you want to make widespread change, I think you start there. If that's not going to change, we got to get a head coach. I would prefer somebody with head coaching experience. Look, we see that we got our old friend Byron Leftwich.
We love you, Byron.
I love him, too. I think there are so many pluses and there's so many reasons, yes. There's also some unknowns that are out there that are a little bit scary. But when you're so far down, I mean, the optimism is you can look, if we win four games next year, woo!
Love it. Love it. Pete, I'm going to throw in one more last question here. One quick hit. If you could give advice to your younger self or someone under the age of 30, what would you tell them?
I would say that remember, whatever your situation is, whatever your station is in life, it's not permanent. You control your destiny. And you just have to, you know, look, have goals. What do you want to do? You know, can you get there? Celebrate the wins, but also accept the losses and learn from them. But work hard and be passionate. Find something you like and get after it. I'm telling you what, it took me a career rebirth at somewhere around the age of 30 before I found what I was supposed to do. And when I found staffing, it was like a hand slipping into a glove. And that's what kind of wrote it off. There's the music.
Boom.
Guys, that music tells us we're done. You just had Eric Ross hosting the show. Turn the script on me. Eric, say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye-bye.
You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy and Eric Ross on 104.5 WOKV.